Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Let's celebrate. Let's feel good about Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, we're number 36.
Yeah, we got to bring it up.
When it comes to Christmas spirit and they rank the states, they say Illinois comes in at number 36. All right, well, maybe we just need a couple of reminders. Reminders about why Christmas is so great. 312-233-1019. Don't forget about what, Joni?
Hallmark movies.
Hallmark Christmas movies,
yes.
Really lifting your spirits. Ah, Bill, let's all remember what?
We can max out our credit cards and not feel guilty.
That's true. Right up to that limit. Hey, Lori, the best part of Christmas.
The after Christmas sales.
The after Christmas sales are tremendous. Don't ever forget about what, Mary?
Well, first of all, Melissa, I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
And second off, new hot Christmas cocktails with fancy, funky, funny names.
Christmas cocktails with fancy, funky names. How delicious.
That is fun.
You're excited about what? Hang on. I'm trying to get to it. Excited about what, Woody?
Mistletoe, baby.
Oh, kiss, kiss.
There we go.
Baby.
We got any mistletoe on the boat tonight?
I don't know.
Is there any mistletoe hanging on the boat tonight?
Did we have some last year?
That's a good question. I don't remember.
I've never experienced the, like, being under mistletoe.
Oh, really?
Maybe that's what we do
since we've got Santa Mel D there dressed as Santa. Maybe we just park you under some mistletoe all night long.
No, I don't know about that. I just mean it's supposed to happen spontaneously or when someone, like, orchestrates it.
At least
that's what happens in movies.
I got you. And number three, the great thing to remember about Christmas is what, Mary?
Eggnog
is delicious.
Eggnog. Love it.
It's incredibly delicious.
So much. You spike it.
Ah,
oh, yeah.
Is there any other thing to do? At number two, hey, Vesna, the great thing about Christmas is what?
Hi, guys. Actually, we just had our holiday celebration this past weekend in downtown Lamont. It is decorated like a Hallmark movie.
That's right. Lamont is decorated like a Hallmark movie. Uh-huh. Let's not forget that. And finally, in at number one, what do you need to really remember to enjoy about Christmas, William?
Hickory Farms gift boxes.
Yeah. Nothing says happy holidays like sausage.
Yeah, that's the one that comes with little sausages and stuff,
yeah,
right?
I think so. Right, is that right, William? Little sausages, some cheeses in there, what have you?
Oh, yeah, the smoked Gouda is the best. Oh,
smoked Gouda. That's Gouda.
Yeah, that is great. Yeah. Are you in the holiday frame of mind, the holiday spirit?
I have one more gift to buy, and I am going to wrap next week when I'm on vacation.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, that's nice. So you're on vacation all next week?
All next week.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. Little Hallmark Farm food boxes. You got the Gouda in there. You going to get a cheese fountain, like a nacho fountain, William?
Yeah, if Hickory Farms does it, I'll eat it.
Oh, that's great. Getting the results of this morning's Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. I was reminded of something as I heard that Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, Senorita, Let's Make Out song. And Camila Cabello saying yesterday, I get so sad when I have to perform that song without Sean and we can't make out at the end of it.
Well.
Like on Instagram for all of you to watch.
It makes me so sad.
I'm like,
they're doing a lot of it.
Now, do you remember earlier this week the study that said, should you kiss on the first date?
Oh, yes.
Should you kiss on the first date? And we threw that out around here. And generally the input was, or the thought was, Melissa, should you kiss on the first date? Yes or no?
I said no.
No. Whip, you said?
I think I also said no.
All right, and Violetta, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you did. So I thought, okay, well, that's kind of your standard question that they always pose. You know, should he kiss on a first date? And everybody weighs in and said, nah, you should do this, you should do that, whatever. But based on what I've seen with Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, I wanted to up the game. So we just asked people off the air in a Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll, and we're not talking about kissing.
Oh. Okay.
On what number date should you full-on make out?
Oh.
Okay.
Not that, you know, just that, do you give a goodnight kiss on the first date? No, that. We're talking full-on make-out.
Yeah.
On what number date should that happen?
Okay.
What do you say, Melissa? What do you, for yourself, what number date should the full-on make-out happen?
So just the make-out? I mean, I would say second?
All right, Whip, what would you say?
Yeah, I'd go a third.
Third. What would you say, Violetta?
First.
Lisa, what do you say?
Second.
Second date. And how did you arrive at that answer?
Because the only time I did it was with my husband, and we've been together 10 years.
Look at that. Ah. So it worked. It worked out for you. It was the right number date to pick. Melissa.
Yes.
Full-on makeout. This isn't a kiss goodnight. This is all right. Now we're going to work at this a little bit. We're going to put a little effort into this. On what date?
Third date, you say.
Mm-hmm. Third. Yeah. So if a guy tries to make out with you on a second date, not happening.
Usually not, no.
Not happening. Third date. We spoke to 10 people. Thank you for that. We spoke to 10 people off the air. Melissa, what do you think the most popular answer was?
You know what? Even though I said two, I'm going to say everybody said three.
Three. Whip.
I'm going to agree.
Three.
Yeah, me too.
Boy.
We're all wrong.
You underestimate our audience and their need for the love.
Oh, really?
Need for the love.
Date number two, the most popular answer.
All right.
Date number two. 80% said date number two.
I get you.
Full on making out. All right, it's time to find out what's trending on Twitter, your top three things. Here we go in at number three.
If you've never been to a Comic-Con, it's pretty much a place where fans can get up and close and personal with some of their favorite superheroes.
And be overly dorky and weird.
Yeah. But in a pretty crazy scene in Brazil, this happened when fans were so excited to see Ryan Reynolds from Deadpool that he almost got crushed by a mob of fans after a barricade holding all the fans broke. So thankfully, nobody was hurt in this, and all Ryan wanted to do was to get closer with the fans, so he basically leaped off the stage to hug some fans, and that's when everybody just pushed forward, and the whole thing broke.
Invited disaster.
Yeah, I mean...
I do love me some Deadpool.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, he's
I do
so good.
Love me some Deadpool. You ever seen Deadpool, Violetta?
No, I haven't, but I like Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, my
God.
He's
so cute.
You have not seen...
He's hilarious.
I think I would. It's just I never got around to it.
You're watching Die Hard this week with your millennial friends to see if it qualifies as a Christmas movie, right?
Yes, and one of my friends, Jessica, is bringing her younger sister who also hasn't seen it. I mean, she's like a teenager, I think.
Cool.
Or I hope she's 21, actually.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, don't give her any drinks. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, if you ever wanted to know how much Mariah Carey gets paid every year for her song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Twitter is breaking it down. It's kind of shocking. So after she broke a Guinness World Record, every December that Christmas song remains one of her best-selling songs of all time. So just alone in the UK, she can rack up anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million in royalties. And then here in the States, she can make anywhere from $1 million to $3 million a year. So if you're keeping count, she's so far made about $60 million in royalties just alone on this one song. So all she basically has to do is just hang out every year and wait for Christmas.
God.
And then she said.
And she gets another paycheck.
She seriously has made $60 million off of this. Remember that time she sang it live and they isolated her microphone? She can't sing.
That wasn't good.
And finally, trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, Justin Bieber has a new tattoo.
This is the forever one.
He's going to run out of
space.
This
is where I tried to make that joke yesterday. Forever on one side of his neck and on the other side, an idiot.
Yeah, it kind of goes along with that.
Now you get the joke. I did it yesterday. You both just stared at me. Now you're laughing like it's the funniest thing you ever heard.
For some reason, I had Justin Bieber as Justin Timberlake in my mind yesterday.
I tried this one yesterday. They both just looked at me. I guess we're not. All right.
Okay.
Forever an idiot. Look at Melody. Can I please get to my...
I know.
We're getting there. Hang on. Okay. Hang on. We got all
day. We're talking about music. It's very serious.
It's only... What do we have to look forward to? Another Taylor Swift song? Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Pump the brakes. We're okay.
No, it's a good joke.
It's a good joke. Just, right, I'm not laughing.
All right, whatever. Go ahead.
Right. But, okay, so he got that tattoo, and he also has another tattoo of a sparrow, and it literally looks exactly like the sparrow from Shawn Mendes' tattoo. So everybody's going out and saying that Justin has now copied Shawn Mendes because they both have the same tattoo. And Shawn, he basically came out and he said that sparrow means you'll always remember where your home is no matter where you are. Justin, he hasn't said anything about what the sparrow means. It just looks exactly like the one Shawn Mendes has.
But how different do sparrows look in general?
It's the same thing.
I'll tell you this. I think the Biebs, I think he's jealous of Shawn Mendes' success. Because Shawn Mendes started out doing Justin Bieber covers online. That's how he started.
Really?
Justin Bieber was like his... Well, that's true. But
YouTube.
Shawn was doing the Biebs at the start.
It's a sparrow tattoo, but Justin Bieber doesn't really know why.
No, and it's
that reminds
the same
me of somebody else.
Yeah.
He's got forever tattooed on one side of his neck, Melissa. And what on the other side?
Stupid.
An idiot.
Forever, I'm an idiot.
Hang on, John. Hang on, Elvis.
Elvis is on a
wow.
The king.
Yeah. 74% of men, they say, enjoy holiday shopping. I got to tell you, I don't believe it. I don't believe that's true.
I don't blame you.
I think you go down on Michigan Avenue right now, you stop 10 guys, yeah, and you say, listen, you enjoy holiday shopping. There is no way. No way. 7.5 of them.
Right.
Say, yeah.
Yeah, that seems high.
It's great.
Right.
No way that's possible. Unless, of course, you run into John, and then it might be. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning.
You love decking the halls and hitting the malls. Is that true?
Sort of. I love the shopping, but not going to the mall.
Okay, what do you... Specifically, what do you love about holiday shopping?
I just love when my loved ones open up the presents. They're super happy. They get the presents of something that they love.
Okay.
It just makes me happy.
Now, that is nice. I will give you that. But the actual shopping part of it... In order to get to that goal, that's the end goal that you enjoy, but do you enjoy the process?
As long as I can sit on my couch.
All right.
Okay. Shopping on your phone.
All right, online shopping.
Sure.
Okay, that has definitely changed the dynamic of holiday shopping.
Mm-hmm.
True. I don't even like doing that, though.
No?
Hey,
be intimidating.
Elvis.
Hello.
Please do not leave the building. Here is Elvis. Elvis, how old are you?
I'm 33.
33. Okay. Do you enjoy holiday shopping?
Absolutely. I love it. I love the experience. I don't celebrate Christmas on religious purposes, but I just love the experience. I just love going, buying stuff for the family, buying stuff for myself, and the social interaction.
Okay. So if it's this coming Saturday and your standard mall is going to be pure chaos, you enjoy that experience.
Oh, yeah. It's the only time I get to go to the mall anyway,
yeah.
So I'll go to Woodfield and
grab yourself a Cinnabon.
Grab Irish coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of roam around.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, at some point I'll wander over there into JCPenney.
Mm-hmm.
Is that out there still?
Yeah, I think in a Crate and Barrel or something.
Pick myself up something nice.
Okay.
All right.
Nordstrom. All right. Nordstrom is the go-to.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, have you completed any shopping that you need to get done this year, or is it there's still stuff on your list?
I have to get stuff for myself, so Christmas time I like to get new cologne, a new sweater for myself.
I recommend the Axe stuff based on what Whip was just doing in the news. I recommend getting some Axe.
Yeah, they'll swarm you.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 years ago I would have done that.
Yeah, there you go. Elvis loves shopping. John loves shopping. I guess men love shopping. Who knew?
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
If you want to make an entrance, bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. With great taste bursting out of every can. So bring something sweet to your next barbecue or bring a little spice to Sunday's brunch. Bring refreshing strawberry flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Three guys. Here we go. This is all based on a story that I had read earlier, and we'd shared it with you. That all of a sudden has disappeared from in front of me.
Oh, oh, right.
Oh okay.
I got it right here. Sorry. The study says moms and women are binge drinking more, but in fact, so are all women.
Oh, okay.
A lot of cocktails being served to the ladies. Mm. Yep. Just like tonight's Santa Cocktail Cruise, you win passes after 8.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to these guys. Three guys. Guy number one. Hi there, Greg.
Hey.
How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to tonight.
Are you coming to tonight's Santa Cocktail Cruise?
Yes, I am.
All right.
This is perfect, then. This is perfect. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
How long?
Going on 8 months.
Okay, as you board the boat tonight with your girlfriend of 8 months, and you turn to her and say, hey, can I get you a drink? What's her answer going to be? What drink will she want? Do you know what drink to get her?
Yes, I do.
All right. What is her drink?
Tito's and soda.
Tito's and soda. You know ahead of time. All right. Thank you. Hang on. Chris.
Good morning.
Hi. You're a guy in a relationship?
Yes, sir.
What kind of relationship are we talking?
I'm married to my wife for 2 years.
2 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. You walk into a holiday party, Chris, and you say to her, can I get you a drink? And she says, yeah, just go get me something. Get me my usual. You walk over to the bar. Do you know what that is?
Ask for a Moscato. If they don't have that, a margarita.
Look at that.
Oh,
this guy.
Look at you. I love it.
Guy knows his drinks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was 8 months. Married 2 years. And now we go to Lee, guy number three in three guys. Lee?
Yes, sir.
In a relationship?
I am.
How long?
4 years.
4 years. Married or dating?
Dating.
Okay. Same thing, Lee. You walk into your company holiday party with your girlfriend of 4 years and say, can I get you a drink? She says, yeah, get me the usual. Do you know what to order?
Very simple. Prosecco, if they don't have it, rum and Diet Coke.
Ah, look at this.
Boom.
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 Boom. That just happened. Boom. Three guys, all three know the drink choice of their significant other.
Okay. I love it.
Are you surprised by that?
Actually, not too surprised. I mean, there's other things that I think sometimes
we might not know your birthday, but we know your drink choice.
Yeah.
So we asked 10 women off the air a second ago, and I thought we'd see if they're right. 10 women, 10 completely random women. What is your drink choice? Your number one drink choice, and your significant other should know what it is.
Yeah.
We spoke to 10 people, got 10 different answers. All 10 had different answers. I thought we'd get, like, you know, 4 say wine, red wine.
Right.
3 say 10. Rum and dye. 10
what?
Different answers.
We're very unique women.
Our 10 answers were vodka soda with a lime, hot toddy. Hot toddy, huh?
Okay.
Chocolate wine. What is that?
Ooh, I don't like that.
I don't even know that one. Hmm. Grey Goose martini, vodka cranberry. Rum and Coke, or Pepsi if Pepsi Keith's listening.
For sure.
Rum and Diet, Cabernet, Champagne, and at number 10, Killer Kool-Aid.
I don't know what that is, but
either.
It sounds dangerous.
The Kool-Aid drink?
You walk into a party and you walk up to the bartender going, I'm going to need a Killer Kool-Aid. I don't think it's a Kool-Aid drink, Melissa.
No,
and,
I know.
Yeah, and ask for a... A Killer Kool-Aid. Do you think your average bartender is going to know what that is?
I think that, yeah, the bartender will know.
No, I don't think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
They're just going to throw something together and put something red in it.
No, I've heard of it before. And I feel like I've even seen it on the menu.
You have?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is the first I've ever heard of it. You're saying this is just a standard drink?
I don't think it's as uncommon as you're feeling.
Can someone please tell me what a Killer Kool-Aid is? 312-233-1019. Is it strong?
Probably.
Yes.
Better
is
be
it
with that
stronger?
Name.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's all right. That's it.
Won't kill you.
There you go. That's that one is for you, Whip. All right. It's the mix. What is the number one, take a hint, holiday gift to give this year, according to a new survey. It really sends a clear and distinct message to the gift receiver. Something needs to be done. The number one take a hint holiday gift this year is what, Gina?
An electric toothbrush.
Good guess. No. Yeah, those teeth. Let's do something about those.
Yeah.
The number one take a hint holiday gift this year, Catherine, is what?
Deodorant.
Exactly right.
You're kidding.
That fits in nice with the Axe body spray story from earlier this morning.
Sure it does.
Deodorant and or perfume. 36% say that is the number one most common hint gift to give out over the holidays.
Oh, my
God.
Man,
you stink something.
Seriously?
Awful. Here's something to help it.
Yeah, I have some middle school students I work with. Is it okay to give them some deodorant?
Yes, see, it is okay.
So are you a middle school teacher, obviously?
Yes, I am. And I've definitely come across some stinky little children.
Yeah, there's the 12-year-olds. You get a group of them together. That's a ripe smell.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the hormones kicking
that's
in
ripe.
Or what.
All that stuff. They're still learning their bodies.
I have no idea. Yeah. They're not aware at all.
Did you hear Whip's Axe body spray story from earlier this morning?
I didn't.
Yeah, there was an actual incident. More, and you know what? Can you do it in the 8:30 news?
Sure, and that was a junior high bus also.
Yeah, junior high bus. Yeah. Catherine, stick around. 8:30 news, we'll have that for you, okay?
Okay.
The most popular take-a-hint holiday gift is deodorant or perfume at number one, followed by cookbook, which is what Melissa on Santa Selection gave away for like 4 straight years.
Cookbook. Really?
Yeah.
No, well, they were into cooking.
She was saying they were bad cooks.
Gosh.
Yeah. Well, that's why Santa Selection got taken away from you. Well, you didn't try.
I was trying.
Did you try?
Yeah. I did themed gifts. I was. Melissa. I mean, just must not be a good gift giver.
No, I remember the last year you were actually on Amazon while we were doing a bit searching.
Yeah, but I love Amazon.
All right. You know where to go. And number three is the self-help book. Give those as a gift if you give a self-help book.
Yeah.
Number four, exercise equipment. Just ask Peloton.
Yeah, they're struggling.
Number five, cleaning supplies. Hey, here's some Comet.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Your counters need a little something.
Yeah. Number six, Melissa.
What?
On the take a hint gift, number six.
What is it?
Alarm clock.
Oh.
Violetta gave you one of those.
There we go.
I gave you a dumbbell
that was
alarm clock.
That's what you mean.
Number seven, there you go. There's the toothbrush we just heard about. Number eight, gym membership. Number nine, breath mints.
Oh,
nothing says Merry Christmas like a tin of breath mints.
Seriously.
And number 10, a razor. Your top 10 take the hint holiday gifts this year. I'm wondering, 312-233-1019, have any of you ever received any of those? You're like, hey, wait a minute.
Hey.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to think. Melissa got the alarm clock.
You know, I got a...
get a cookbook?
No, I don't really cook that much. I just cook basic things, not anything really fancy. Right. But, I mean, I remember when your boyfriend got me workout shorts that were too small.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You think he did that on purpose as though aspire to one day wear these? Was that what he was trying to say?
Well, you know, I kind of think so a little bit or, you know, because, I mean, at that time, you know, I think I was like a size 8 or 10 or something.
That
and
sounds
I don't
normal.
Think he, I don't think he liked that, though. Yeah.
Deodorant, perfume, cookbook, self-help book, exercise equipment, cleaning supplies, alarm clock, toothbrush, gym membership, breath mints, razor. Anybody get any of those? You got what, Denise?
Yeah, my mother-in-law gave me cookbooks for the first 5 years of my marriage.
Ah,
for Christmas.
Wait, every year a cookbook for the first 5 years of your marriage?
Oh, wow.
From the mother-in-law, that's a hint. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Was it at the time you were never cooking at all, or what was that?
I think she just didn't think that I was going to be able to take care of her son. And handing them to me every year. But I actually responded by not cooking a meal for 2 years.
Well, see, that'll teach her. So did it take, like, first year you got a cookbook, did you pick up on the hint right away? Or was it like year three when you went, hey, wait a minute?
No, I knew right away.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Sending that subtle take a hint message. Taylor Swift tells Vogue magazine that she's excited about entering her 30s.
Mm-hmm.
20s were really fun, but I also equate my 20s to walking into a costume shop and trying on all these different outfits. Then walking out of the costume shop in regular clothes and being like, I'm cool with who I am. Yeah,
good for you, Taylor. Whatever. Good for you.
So see, this is perfect because she strikes me as the kind of person that probably is seeking some self-clarity.
Yeah.
And probably has gone down the flings before rings route and now is trying to settle on rings because she's moving into her 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
20s and 30s, they say. You opt for flings before rings. So we were seeking one word. Well, what do you want? You're searching for self-clarity? You're searching for clarity in the relationship? Okay, what's the one thing you want in a relationship in one word? Best one-word answer wins. Like, for example, in one word, the one thing I don't want in a relationship, cats.
Cats.
That you don't want. Okay.
All right.
Cats. Yeah. That's what I don't want.
The movie or the animal.
Right. To tie it all together with Taylor Swift. So in one word, what do you want? All right. Best one-word answer wins. Violetta, write down one word.
I know. I'm trying. I'm writing a bunch down.
Pick one.
I know. I'm going to pick one.
Pick one and circle it. Make sure she circles it.
Okay.
Okay.
Because maybe we'll get the word that's closest to Violetta's word.
Okay.
The winner. Maybe we'll do that too. You ready?
Yep.
One word on what you want in a relationship, Kelly.
Just asking for a little bit of consistency.
Consistency. Mm. Consistency is Kelly's one word.
I do get that, though.
All right, hold on. Gail, give me one word.
Respect.
Respect. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Throw me one word you want in a relationship, Susan.
Honesty.
Not going to happen. All right. Thank you. Hold on. Audrey, one word.
Communication.
Cool word. Love it. Thank you. Hold on.
Cool word.
Cool word. John, throw a little male perspective. Give me one word you want in a relationship.
Stability.
Stability. All right. Did you say the S word?
No, I said shoot.
Oh, Laura, one word, please.
Adoring.
Adoring. Okay. Let's see if we're getting close to a word around here. Sandra, the one word you want in a relationship.
Partnership.
Partnership. All
ooh,
right.
Went to three syllables.
Hold on a second. Nicole. I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. Nicole, give me one word, Nicole.
Thoughtfulness.
Thoughtfulness. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did I do Laura?
No, I don't think so.
Laura, did I do you?
Yes, you did.
And you were what?
I was adoring.
Adoring, that's right. Hold on. And then finally, one word you want in a relationship, Christina. Hello, Christina. Quit listening to the radio, Christina. Christina, you got to quit listening to the radio. All right, you lose.
You lose.
She's listening to another station.
All right, you lose. All right. Consistency, respect, honesty, partnership, communication, stability, adoring, thoughtfulness. Now, all those words are actually well thought out words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I was hoping we'd get something like money.
Right.
You know. Food. Food. Yeah. Brownies.
A driver.
Yeah. Something like that. But you folks really took it to heart, and I applaud you for that. I applaud you. So what we're going to do is whoever had the word that's closest to the word Violetta wrote down wins. All right? Once again, the words we have, consistency, respect, honesty, partnership, communication, stability, adoring, and thoughtfulness. What word did you write down, Violetta?
I settled on circling excitement.
Excitement. Which one of those is closest? None of them.
No.
Consistency, respect, honesty, partnership, communication, stability, adoring, and thoughtfulness.
Maybe adoring is the closest?
All right, yeah. We'll go with that then. Congratulations to Laura, who we now talk to for the third time. Laura, adoring,
hi,
that's
there.
All you want. Congratulations.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50...
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for. trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.